This is the most significant aspect of yoga, that what you give for one person may not be suitable for another person, because each individual is a combination of these four dimensions. You have a body, you have a mind, you have emotions, and you have energy. All of us are the same four things, but in different combinations. So if you approach yoga through your body, we call this karma yoga, yoga of action. If you approach yoga through intelligence, we call this jnana yoga, yoga of intelligence. If you approach yoga through your emotion, we call this bhakti yoga or yoga of devotion or emotion. And if you approach yoga by transforming your energies, we call this kriya yoga, yoga of transforming energies. So you need a proper combination of these four dimensions, only then it'll work for you. For example, you yourself as a person, maybe when you are 20, your body is more dominant, so we'll teach you one kind of yoga. Then you're 40, maybe your intelligence is more dominant than your body, so we teach another kind of yoga. Now you're 60, maybe your emotion is more dominant, we'll teach another kind of yoga. Depending upon how you are or how each individual is, accordingly yoga is calibrated.